Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sovereign Health Podcast. My name is Andy Schoonover, and we're on a mission to inspire radical personal responsibility for both the financial and physical aspects of your health.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy. I hope you are well. We're going to start a new series here called What to Do When. And we get questions all the time of what happens when I go to the ER? What happens when I go to the doctor? And so we're going to try to answer those for you over this next, say, 6 to 8 episodes in this series. The first one today, I think, is fun. And you might be wondering why I think it's fun. But it's, what do you do when you get something in the mail or a phone call from a collections agency? You know, I just want to tell you all that the collections agencies are primarily there to bully you, to intimidate you, and to instill fear. And so what we need to do is get over that, understand that if the hospital sends something to the billing agency, a collections agency, then you have them exactly where you want them. They know they're not going to get paid the full egregious price gouging price that they originally sent you. So if you get a bill in the mail from a collections agency, a notice in the mail from a collections agency, or a phone call from a collections agency, know that you should not be fearful. They cannot send this to your credit score for a year after the service is provided. So you can totally ignore them for a long period of time before they can actually do anything. And so, as you all know, and I'm sorry for continuing to bring this up, but I went to the ER a while back. That has actually given me an opportunity to experience a lot of this firsthand. And so I'm going to tell you today what I have done with a couple collections agency notices. Here's one. I got this, let's see here. I got it mid-February. This was for a bill that was in October. So that it was about four months after I had the service. So it's now March, so we're 5 months in. So I'm 7 months away from them actually being able to impact my credit score based on this. And so I got this thing in the mail. It is from just a really sophisticated sounding firm. It is four names back to back. They want to make it, you think it's a law firm. It is not a law firm. It is a collections agency. So here's what I'm gonna do with this. Again, here it is. I'm gonna fold this up nicely. And what I'm gonna do with it, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to rip it into pieces, and I'm going to throw it in the trash can. Now, you all are probably like, what? What are you doing? Look, they sent this, their first try sending it to me. And I'm basically what I'm telling them is you're not collecting this from me at full price. So if you would like to negotiate, I would be happy to negotiate with you. But if they're not willing to negotiate, then rip it up, throw it in the trash can, and don't worry about it. The second thing I'm going to do here is they're going to call you a lot, and that's really annoying. So I'm going to go in, and I'm going to block their number. I'm going to go in. I have an iPhone. You might have an Android. Might be a little bit different. But I'm going to go in. I'm going to click on the number, go down the very bottom, and block this caller. Block contact. Now that is blocked. These collections agencies, oftentimes they're very small. They're not calling you from different numbers every time. You know, the alternative to this is I like to block it, but you can also just put collections agency, ignore them every time they call you. And so it's not nearly as annoying. That may be the better option for somebody if you want to be able to call them back. One of the things I do with these collections agencies is I will call them back every day and say, hey, do you want to negotiate? Do you want to negotiate? And so it's basically taking their bullying and bullying them back a little bit. But the last thing you want to do is show them that you're okay with being bullied. So just to either block it or ignore it when it comes up. That's the best way to deal with these phone calls. So, you know, CrowdHealth does most of this stuff for you on the negotiation side. I'm allowing these collections agencies to call me because, again, I want to know what it feels like to be on the other side of this. But the bottom line on this is ignore the collections agencies. They cannot report you to the credit agencies for a year after the service is performed. So you have lots of time. And the longer you wait them out, the less bullying actually they end up doing, because they are now seeing that they may not get paid on this bill. They would way prefer to get paid 10, 20, 30% of the bill than have to send you to the credit agencies. So hope this is helpful. Don't respond to these collections agencies. Don't let them bully you. Hopefully you've learned a little bit of something, and we appreciate it. Come see us at joincrowdhealth.com if you want to learn how to live delightfully uninsured.